你不会，
我心中蛮高兴，因为有时候孩子们跟我一起敬拜有特别的意义。
你说待会儿你退休或者在两米国国学你的社会会长，
可是我这样一眼看全小朋友都离开了，
哪一进我的年轻人
听下面还在
他们做了 到你家里的咖啡壶好像没有关掉。
Okay, I just turned on the coffee pot.
或者突然有一个短讯从你的手机进来。
Or maybe you have a message coming in now.
或者你突然想到啊，我要看看到底现在发生什么事情。
Maybe you want to check internet.
所以他们说，这些所谓的手机也造成了我们集中力不集中。
They also say iPhone calls a lot of reduce our attention span.
所以我就先提醒大家。
That's why I want to remind you.
我们现在从看直到现在已经长到五分钟。
We have been talking for 5 minutes.
我们的思想引导被主持好几次。
Have your mind slipped several times already?
可以说还没有。我有一次也是这样讲，有一次他们在也是下午在听。
One time an afternoon service.
我看他的眼珠就呜到后面去了。
People type for the turnaround.
对，我这边会看到你啊，我们来看看到底从现在开始到结束的时候，你们集中多久
？I want to observe you closely to how you can stay focused.
这是一个神的祝福，要我们学习怎么样渴慕神的话语，可以把神的话语真的抓住。
It is a blessing that God teaches us how we can grasp these words.
我们把那个经文先打开看一下。
Let's go back to the scripture.
首先，提摩太后书
，Second Timothy
的第三章的十六节，看到。我们好不好？你有英文吗？我们请念一下中文，念一遍吧。下面有一下，来，我们一起来。
心经都是神所漠视的，欲要更值得权贵正教导人学义都是有益的，教出神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture God breathed is useful for instruction for the directing
people. 这边讲到圣经，因为我们讲到要读经，对不对
？We talk about reading the scripture.
圣经是神所默示。
Scripture is God breathed.
我少了一个字。
There's a word missing.
其实是都是
all the scripture are God breathed.
每一字每一句都是神所默示。
Every word in the scripture are God breathed.
所以首先我们读圣经要很仔细。我刚才一不小心漏掉一个字，对不对？
That's why we have to read it very carefully, even if we just miss one word.
它默示的原来意思表示是呼出去的意思。
It's God breathed out.
所以这个字有特别的意义在里面。
There's a special meaning in that word.
是神把他的心意
，God conveyed His heart.
借着神的话语
，through His words,
让圣灵把这个意思吹到我们的心中。
So the Holy Spirit to convey it into our heart.
让这个吹进来的灵气能够呼到我们生活里面去
，so that we can breathe in into our life.
因此，对于我们的教训、读者、归正都有帮助。
That's why it's very important to the teaching us and the correcting us.
而且这边说都有益处
，is very useful.
实际上是意思说，这些神的话语
，I mean all the words of God.
极大的帮助了我们可以得到教训读者归正还有学习学艺
It's really very useful teaching correcting us in training us in righteousness
所以如果去读圣经的话
So if you are studying the Bible
你必须要借着呼进来的灵意
You must breathe in the spiritual meaning
你会了解到神为什么跟你说这个话
You can understand what God meant for you
那神的心意到底是什么
？What was God's heart for you？
因为圣经是这样子造成的。
Because that's the reason for the scripture。
所以读圣经不只是读表面的意思。
So you don't just read the word superficially。
你要读到呼进来神的心意。
You want to breathe in God's word, God's heart。
所以在圣经里面有这样说。
That's why the scripture teaches us。
神的话就是灵。
God's word is spirit.
就是生命。
God's word is life.
哇，原来神的心意是要我们得生命。
Because God's word is for us to have life.
然后得更丰盛。
And to have life abundantly.
那因此我们再看看下面一节经文，约翰福音。
Let's go to the Gospel of John.
我们念一下中文。
Let's read Chinese.
你们 能讨他圣真，因你们以为最终有永生，为我作证证的就是戒定，然而你们不肯到我家来得证明。
You study the scripture diligently because you think in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
这句话是主耶稣亲自在提醒。
This is the word of Christ himself.
而且这句话不只是有神的提醒。
This sentence not only contains God's reminder,
神的警告，
God's warning.
更有神的祝福。
It also contains God's blessing.
因为他看到我们在读圣经。
He see how we study the scripture.
甚至于很卖力的、很仔细的去查考。
You might spend a lot of time studying.
我们可能以为里面可以得到永生。
Because we think there's life in the scripture.
神提醒我们。
But God reminds us.
光是这样读是得不到永生。
Just read the scripture diligently.And after you lie.
因为这些话语
Because all these words
神的心意
God's heart
吹到我们心中
Coming to our heart
是为了要见证主耶稣基督
Is to testify about Jesus.
什么叫做见证主耶稣基督
Testify about Jesus.
就是把这位神主耶稣基督介绍给认识他
Is to introduce Jesus Christ so we can know him.
所以不管是从旧约一直到新约都是有同样的目的
That's why from the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's all the same purpose.
介绍一位给我们认识。
To introduce someone so we can know him.
是希望跟他建立一个非常密切美好的关系。
So we can establish an intimate relationship with him.
圣经上还有一句话。
Scripture also have another word.
若是有神的儿子就有生命。
If you have the son, you have life.
如果没有神的儿子就没有生命。
If you do not have the son, you do not have life.
这是约翰一书
That's in the first John
第五章
Chapter 5
11到12
Verse 11 to 12
换句话说
In other words
没有神的儿子就没有生命
If you don't have sons of God you do not have life
有神的儿子就有生命
Having sons of God you have life
这是神给我们的恩赐
That's God's grace to us
所以我们读圣经
That's why when we start reading scripture
如果只是读到经文的本身而已
You just read the word superficially
没有真正的把主耶稣介绍给主耶稣基督认识
Without actually knowing Jesus Christ
而没有跟他建立美好的关系
Without establishing a relationship
所以你并没有真正得到他
You did not actually have him
那就没有得到生命
And you do not have life
因为神说 有主耶稣有神的儿子就有生命
When you have the Son, you have life.
所以我们读圣经。
That's why when you study the Scripture,
必须要借着圣灵。
You must rely on the Holy Spirit.
然后与神相交。
So you can have a fellowship with Him.
然后才会把神所给我们的心意了解到。
So that we can understand the will of God for us.
而认识主耶稣基督。
So that we can get to know Jesus Christ.
然后每一位可以得到他。
So all of us can have Him.
这样就可以得到圣灵。
We can have life.
我还没讲下之前，我们看看我们最后的 summary.
Before I continue, I want to go over the summary with you.
下一页
Next page.
再下去。好，我想用这个图表去跟大家介绍一下，然后再慢慢进去。
I want to use this diagram as an introduction.
那今天也不知道有英还是有英文的，所以呢都是中文没有关系。
But everything is in Chinese.
最上面那一块。
The topic.
我们常常有各种查经、法学查经。
There are so many different ways to study Bible.
所以我们常常用各种方式去读圣经。
There are so many different people approach the Bible.
去了解圣经。
To try to understand the scripture.
这都是很好的。
All these are very good.
等一下我会一个个讲得清楚一点。
I want to go over each one carefully.
可是主耶稣基督在新约里面。
When Jesus was in the New Testament,
他有好几次我们明白了吗
He asked, Do you understand?
你真的明白了吗
Do you really understand what I say?
他的意思是说 你可能知道了所有的字句
Jesus said, You might hear my words.
可是神的意思要我们真正知道里面神到底在跟我说些什么神的心意
But do you understand God's will? holy and innocent.
在哥林多前书第二章九到十节。
In the second Corinthian,
他说神所要赐给我们。
What God will for us?
不是我们耳朵所听得到。
It's not what our ear have heard.
不是我们眼睛可以看得到。
It's not what our eye have seen.
也不是我们心中可以想的。
It's what how men have meditated on before.
只有借着圣灵。
It's only through the Holy Spirit.
因为他参透万事。
Because he alone can see through all things.
甚至连神奥秘的事情都参透。
In the mystery of God can be revealed.
只有借着圣灵可以明白。
Only through the Holy Spirit can that be revealed.
所以从这个总结来看。
That's why from the summary.
我们读完圣经，了解了经文，甚至于各种归纳法，全部都了解了。
After you study the scripture in inductive way to study it.
千万不要停在那。
Don't just stop there.
因为不是我们耳朵、眼睛、心中可以想得到。
Because in the scripture is not what our eye, our mind, our heart thought of before.
懂这些经文上下文背景很好。
To know the background of the scripture are important.
那是最基本必须的。
And these are still very basic.
平常我们查经或者是传奇小组，甚至于我们有任何讲到的时候的经文。
Every time when we are doing Bible study or listen to a message.
甚至于讲员或者是老师都已经解释很清楚了。
The speaker might speak it clearly.
甚至你的习题都做好。
Even you answer all the right questions.
可是真的明白吗？
But do you really understand?
如果你需要明白真正的意思的话，
If you are truly to understand the meaning,
必须通过神。
You must rely on the Holy Spirit.
今天我们会把怎么读经，然后一直到灵修。
We want to start on the way to study the Bible and the personal devotions.
带进我们今天的主要的主题。
And then come to our main topic.
目的是我们得生命。
That is to have life.
生命可以成长。
So that your life can grow.
然后可以得到更丰盛的生命。
And your life can be abundant.
因为靠着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
我们可以跟神沟通祷告。
We can have communication, commune with God.
而且借着与神相交。
Through this fellowship with God.
我们可以自死我们里面的罪。
We can begin to put to death the sin that's within us.
借着与神相交。
Through the communion with God.
我们父神的爱。
The love of God.
就借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
浇灌到我们的心中。
Can pour into our heart.
多少时候我们没有力量
？So we often feel very weak.
是因为我们的心田枯干
，because our heart are dry.
因此我们没有力量。
Therefore, we lack of strength.
你也不认识神的爱。
We do not understand His love for us.
因此你会觉得到处都非常的疲乏。
Everywhere we are in weariness.
圣灵会引导我们进入安息之处。
But the Holy Spirit will bring us to peace.
安息的意思是非常丰富的。
Bring us into rest, abundant rest.
你可以在主里面得到平安。
In Him, you will find rest.
甚至于在动态的时候。
Even in a very busy time.
你是与神同行的。
When you are walking with God.
同步的。
You are step by step with Him.
把你生活里面神的心意活出来。
We can live out His will for our life.
这也叫安息。
This in life you have peace, rest.
因此当我们读经灵修。
As we Bible study and devotion,
你会发现神对你到底说什么。
You will discover what God is speaking to you.
愿神的国降临。
May His kingdom come.
这句话我们都懂。
We all heard that.
要神来掌管。
We want God to be in charge of us.
因为国里面的国民是要顺服神的国的命令。
Because the citizens of the kingdom must obey the kingdom.
愿神的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
是要能够领受这个国的管制带领。
So that we be subject to that kingdom.
以这个当作一个例子。
I use that as an example.
神对我们说了什么
What is God saying to us?
不是表面上愿神的国降临就结束。
But meaning that may your kingdom come as a statement.
你要借着圣灵到你的心里面去接触。
If the Holy Spirit to bring that word into your life,
以我心中
within your heart,
有哪一部分
what part of your heart, like,
哪些事情
whatever in your life,
你没有在这个国度的掌管之下
are you not under the kingdom of God?
这个时候你要有反应。
And you must respond to these words.
调整自己，改变自己，然后顺服到主的管制。
We must adjust ourselves so that we be under the subject of the kingdom.
万民都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be upon us.
愿的万民都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be holy among us.
这句话我们常常在祷告中讲。
This is something that we pray all the time.
可是到底神在跟我们说什么？
What was God saying to us?
到底神提醒我们什么？
What was He trying to say to us?
到底神要我们如何的回应？
How are we to respond to that word?
当你真的尊神的名为圣时，
When you deem God's word as holy,
你愿意神的名，你愿意做顺服他的事情。
When you are, when you submit yourself unto His name,
你愿意做荣耀他的事情。
You want to do things that will glorify Him.
你愿意按照他名祷告，他必然会答应。
You want to pray in His name so that you, reply.
表示这个过程里面你要顺服，要荣耀，甚至于你愿意放下你的老
我。In that process, you must be submissive. You must be willing to glorify Him. You must be willing to put yourself.
所以我用主祷文的两句当做一个例子。
That's why I use the Lord's Prayer as an example.
我们经常把主祷文背出来。
We all memorize the Lord's Prayer.
我们甚至有时候祷告结束，大家都一起背主祷文。
Very often, we recite together as a congregation.
真的是很好。
These are all very beneficial.
可是真的要让生命成长，然后得到更丰盛的生命的时候。
But if we are our life to grow and to live abundant life,
我们需要圣灵在你我心中提醒我们每个人自己。
We need the Holy Spirit to remind us.
这些经文到底神在跟我说什么？
Indeed, what is the Holy Spirit God is saying to us?
我昨天我真的是尊神的名为圣吗？
我还读完 yesterday, do I love God's name in as holy?
我做的那个决定真的荣耀神。
The decision I made glorifies Him.
我在我孩子面前真的发了脾气了，难道是在他国度里面吗？
When I lower my temper before my children, am I in His kingdom?
所以这些日头在家我会回过来看。
All these we want to come back and review them.
所以读经灵修
Bible study and devotion
目的是让我们得到生命
purpose for us to have life
然后在成长过程中能够认识神
in the process of growing we can know Him
然后得到更丰盛的生命
so we can live an abundant life
这是一个非常大的恩典的事情
this is indeed a great blessing for us
也是一个最大的福分
this is the greatest blessing
使得我们在这过程中间
so in that process
越来越有基督长成的神量。
We become more like Christ.
所以我讲到这里，我大概把今天的道已经介绍了。
This is the summary of our message.
你的八秒钟过了多久
？Yeah, is that your amen? That is over.
还是说很清楚的听到刚刚所说的
？Do you clearly hear what I say?
所以我希望我们在时候进去的时候，真的了解神的心意。
I hope that we pray that we can all indeed understand God's way.
从今天回去以后读经祷告的时候
after the day as we have personal devotion,
想到后面有一个 更崇高的意义在里面
we know there's a higher purpose behind it.
当我们不知道这些意义的时候
you do not have a higher meaning.
一晚上在床上读经
you'll be reading the scripture.
常常不小心就睡着
you'll be falling asleep.
所以有人说啊，读圣经蛮好，常常让我进入睡眠。
Reading the Bible is really good to help me sleep.
有人说祷告也不错。
And the people that pray are useful too.
祷告祷告就安然的睡着。
And I pray, I fall asleep.
所以我们今天就要重新要调整我们的角度。
That's why we have to adjust our footsteps.
原来我们读经跟灵修。
Indeed, the Bible study, reading scripture and devotion.
是要让我们真的进入更丰盛的生命。
For us to go into that abundant life.
所以首先我们回到第一个。
I want to go back to point one.
Yeah. 首先我们要知道到底主耶稣来是干什么。
Why is Jesus Christ here?
当主耶稣刚开始出来传道的时候。
When first Jesus come out to proclaim the message.
讲了一句最简洁的福音。
It's a very very simple gospel.
他说天国近了。
He said the kingdom of God here.
你们应当悔改。
You should repent.
这是圣经里面你可以找到最短的依据，福音的介绍。
This is the very first brief introduction about gospel.
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
你们应当悔改。
You must repent.
所以我相信这句话，就在整本圣经里面一直推展到最后。
This word is this is the Bible continuation of that real gospel.
我们要得到生命，生命的成长过程，得到更丰盛的生命。
To have life grow and to enjoy abundant life.
必须要经过悔改，也知道天国近。
You must start with repentance, knowing the kingdom of God is at hand.
你知道，如果你不觉得天国近
，If you don't feel that the kingdom of God is here,
你觉得你我真的会认真的悔改？
We repent genuinely.
如果你知道天国近了，主耶稣就要再来。
If you know kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus is returning.
我相信我们真的会有心要跟从主的话，会悔改。
You would genuinely want to repent.
所以主耶稣最短的这些福音。
That's why in this brief description of Scripture,
两个字句都非常重要。
All two parts are very important.
天国近了，应当悔改。
Kingdom of God is at hand, repent.
这是一个充满爱的呼召。
This is a proclamation filled with love.
如果主再来的时候，我们没有生命，就永远的死亡。
If when Jesus returns and we do not have life, we will be eternally condemned.
如果我们的过程中间没有学到认识神的话
，If in that process you did not get to know God,
我们在主内的工程就是草木和谐的工程。
All the work that we build are like grass.
信主多年就没有成长。
All these years that you have been in the church without growing.
也没有看到一个越来越长成基督长成的身量。
You didn't, we do not see ourselves become more like Christ.
所以主耶稣提醒我们。
That's why Jesus reminds us.
然后主耶稣又在哥林多前书十五章提醒我们。
Also in the first Corinthians, Jesus also reminds us.
刚刚讲到两句话是最短的福音的介绍。
We briefly talk about the short description of gospel.
可是在哥林多前书十五章
In the first Corinthians chapter 15
神国是福音有三个重点要记住
There is three things about gospel we must remember
这个福音第一点
First thing about the gospel
是基督照着圣经所说的
Is Christ through the scripture
为我们的罪死
That he died for our sins
而且埋葬
And he was buried
哇这太重要
These are so important
一个字都不能少。
We cannot miss any word in this.
是基督照着圣经所说。
This is what Christ said according to the scripture.
早就在旧约里面讲好预言。
It was prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以有一位就是主基督。
There's a Messiah coming.
会来。
He will come.
为我们的罪而死。
Who will die for your sin?
而且埋葬。
And bury.
如果你我愿意悔改。
If we are willing to repent.
你必须知道，这位主是为我们罪而死。
You must first know that He died for our sin.
因此，我们必须悔改。
Therefore, we must repent.
因为让罪完完全全的死，也埋葬。
Because then we can put sin to death and bury.
当我还不认识主，还不了解的时候
，Before we know Him, before we understand Him,
主耶稣已经为我们牺牲了。
Christ died for our sin.
然后他又说第二点。
And then He mentioned.
又照圣经所说
，According to the scripture，
第三天复活
，On the third day he rise, raised。
感谢神
，Thank God。
因为照圣经所说
，Because according to the scripture，
意思说远在旧约早就已经预言了第三天复活。
Because back in the Old Testament he already prophesied that he will be rise。
表示主为了我们的义而复活。
For our righteousness sake, he will be raised.
主为我们的罪，无罪的身体为我们死。
The Lord who is sinless died for us.
因此，我们有一个赎罪的机会。
That's why we have a chance to be redeemed.
当我们认罪悔改的时候
，When we come repenting,
那个罪就应该是埋葬。
The sin can be buried.
可是神没有停在那个地方。
But God did not stop there.
第三天复活
On the third day he was raised
表示我们不只是得到生命
Not only do we have life
神还要我们得到更丰盛的生命
God wants us to have abundant life
因此第三天
That's the third point.
当主复活之后。
After he was risen from dead.
显现给彼得看。
He showed himself to Peter.
显现给几个妇女看。
He showed himself to several women.
而且显现给十二个使徒看。
And then he showed himself to the 12 disciples.
然后给了五百多个弟兄看。
And then he revealed himself to 500 people.
这些都是一个实质的证明。
These are all historic evidence.
而且看到复活的主。
People who have seen the risen Lord.
生命都改
变。Their life are transformed.
你我真的看到复活的主。
Have you seen the risen Lord?
还是你只是觉得有这么一位复活的主？
Or you only felt there is such a risen Christ?
他曾经为我们罪过。
That he died for our sins.
可是有一天。
But in one day.
你如果真的圣灵在你心中动工。
If the Holy Spirit has worked within your heart.
你心中愿意把罪致死。
You are willing to put sin to death.
愿意把神的爱浇灌在你的心田。
You let the love of God fill your heart.
愿意神在你的安息之处。
And you allow God to lead you to the place of rest.
你会发现。
You will discover.
主耶稣基督在你的心中活出来。
Jesus Christ living himself out of your heart.
因为他就活出在你的生活生命里面。
Because he will reveal himself through your life.
这是最好的证明。
This is the best proof.
我们虽然知道很多空。
We know the empty tomb.
也听到了过去的使徒在圣经上的记载，主耶稣基督复活。
We also read the recording of he being risen.
我每年都庆祝主复活的日子。
We every year we celebrate Easter.
可是主在你心中活着。
But is he living within your heart life?
将是最好、最美的证明。
Because that will be the most beautiful and important proof.
其实我在这边看到很多神的作为。
I see God's work here.
主耶稣基督确实活在弟兄姊妹的心中。
Indeed, He lives within our life, our heart.
可是你必须要让主的生命更丰盛的活出来。
But you must allow His life to reveal more abundantly.
所以哥林多前书的第十五章。
That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 15,
他有一句话特别的提醒。
He reminds us.
他说：“若主耶稣基督没有复活
，If Christ had not risen,
我们所信的是妄谈。”
All we have read is in vain.
所传的也是我们。
What we have preached is also in vain.
他不是说主耶稣没有复活。
He did not say that Christ has not risen.
他说如果主耶稣没有活在你心中的话。
If he has not arrived in your life.
你与我信的就是我们。
All we have read is in vain.
因为主耶稣一点都没有力量，你心中还是你自己保护在。
If he has not given you a strength, we are living our old self.
如果主耶稣基督没有复活，我们所传的是我们。
If he has not actually risen in your life, what we believe is in vain.
当我们去传福音的时候
，When we go share the gospel,
对方不认识神
，They don't know God.
你要介绍主耶稣基督给他。
You want to introduce Christ to them.
他在你身上看不见复活主的样子。
But if they do not see evidence of the risen Christ in your life,
真的所传的是我
们。What we have shared is in vain.
所以我们彼此提醒。
Let's remind one another.
神要我们得生命。
God wants to have life.
在成长过程中间。
To have life and grow.
让我们读经灵修。
Through Bible study and devotion.
借着圣灵的光照。
Through the enlightenment of the Spirit.
能够到我们心中自省的罪。
So that you can put to death the sin that's within our heart.
让我们真的知道天国竟然愿意悔改。
That we indeed know the kingdom of God at hand, that we will repent.
让神的爱浇灌进来。
God, love of God, fill our hearts.
是的，我们每一天都顺靠神，对不对？
So that every day we live submissively.
不但如此。
Not only that.
圣灵为我们带到一个安息的境界。
The Holy Spirit will bring to a place of rest.
那个是一个平安喜乐的日子。
That will be a joyful and peaceful day.
而且是力上加力，重新得力的日子。
In the day that we have strength upon strength,
是一个与神同步的日子。
The day that you will be walking in step with God,
所做所行都是荣耀神。
That everything we do will glorify Him.
我不知道你我有没有这个经历。
I don't know whether you have the experience.
在耶利米书。
In the book of
Jeremiah. 十五章十六节。
Chapter 15.
Verse 16.
Verse 16. When I heard your word, I eat as food.
这是我心中的欢喜快乐。
And my heart is joyful.
因为我是你名下的人。
Because I'm called by your name.
当我们读经的时候。
As we read the scripture.
因为发现这些话语真的是你心中的欢喜快乐。
Are those words become the joy of your heart?
你知道欢喜快乐在这边形容。
What are the description of that joy?
当你如果靠主耶稣靠神得了喜乐欢喜快乐
When you are joyful because of him
就是你的力量
That will become your strength
这是一个可以说一个最大的祝福
This indeed is a great blessing
当你得到神的话语就当食物吃了
When you take God's word as food
意思说很有信心的看到神的话语就来到你的心中消化吸收变成你的生命
I mean that faith for you we see God's word and digest into your life
这是一个信心的表现
This is an act of faith
这是一个顺服的表现
This is an act of obedience
这是一个愿意活出来的表现
This is an act of willing to live our life out
你我如果愿意这样做的话
If we are willing
你必然会尝到这欢喜
You will experience that great joy.
你要知道当时耶利米是什么情况。
You know what happened to Jeremiah at that time?
他在极其痛苦困难的时候。
He was under great trouble and tribulation.
他是被关起来的。
He was in locked up.
他在一个没有希望的情况之下。
He was in a hopeless situation.
甚至于他都觉得往前看是绝望。
When they completely fail.
你我有时候也会碰到这种类似的情况。
I mean, sometimes we experience that.
但是神的话语给了耶利米欢喜快乐。
At that time, God's word bring him great joy.
这些欢喜快乐，因为他靠着神所得到的。
Because that joy comes from God's word.
就是他的力量。
Become his strength.
因此，他之后服侍神就力上加
力。And he was able to serve God with strength.
当他被神装备好。
After he was equipped by God.
神就拯救他使用他
God can save him and God can use him
所以你我如果在某些困境的时候
As we face difficulty
回到神的话语上
Return to God's word
让神来装备来带领我们
Allow him to equip us and train us
这句最后一节是因为我们是神名下的
Because we are called by his name
只要是神的儿女
If we are his children
他的名下的
他
都知道我们的光景
He knows every one of us
他都知道我们如何往前可以突破我们的困难
He knows the breakthrough we need
出于神的话没有一句不带能力
That's why all the world are come with strength
里面是我们生命的光
Here is the light of our life
神的话也是我们生命的粮
It's also the food for our life
使得我们在神的国度里面成长
So that we grow in His kingdom.
所以讲到这里，我们可以就思想了。
And meditate.
我们当我们看到神的福音是为我们得到生命，而且得到更丰盛。
When you see the gospel is for us to have life and to have life more abundantly.
而且中间有带领引领、开导的功课。
And there's leading and guidance for us.
福音最终的目的。
The end purpose for the gospel.
在以弗所书也这么说。
Is in the book of Ephesians.
他早就拣选
了 He has chosen you before the time
我们每一位得到福音愿意顺服主耶稣基督
Anybody who receives the gospel and willing to submit
都是神先拣选
Are all chosen by him
使得我们在他面前可以成为圣洁
So that we can be holy before him
毫无瑕疵
Without any blemish
所以他把我们的地位提高
That's why he raised us up
所以每一位都应该是宣扬这位招我们出黑暗入光明奇妙光明的。
So that we can all proclaim the great word that He bring us into the light.
所以我们要在不只是得到生命丰盛生命，我们还要传福音。
Now we need to be about to have abundant life. We must share the light and message.
所以我们当我们得到生命以后
，After we receive life，
我们现在就可以思想到原来神的福音后面。有一些神特别的祝福。
Indeed, behind
借着神的话语是我们生命的粮。
His word is the food for life.
得到神的话语就是使得我们可以成长。
With His word, we can begin to grow.
神的话语也是我们可以说是我们的欢喜快乐。
His word can also be our joy.
使得我们靠着这些可以得到力量。
Through His word, we can have strength.
那因此我们必须要在读经跟灵修方面开始操练。
That's why we begin to train ourselves in Bible study and on devotion.
因为生命的粮跟欢喜快乐是在我们心中，使得我们可以真的经历到它，得到主耶稣基督。
Because this bread of life can allow us to experience Him.
在生命第二点，生命成长的时候，我们必须要读圣经跟灵修。
For us to grow in our spiritual life, we must read the scripture and devotion.
我不知道你们是怎么样读圣经。
I don't know how you read your Bible.
我相信你们可能有各种不同的地方。
I know many people have different ways.
比如说有速度。
Some people just speed reading.
那我知道有人刚刚信，就喜欢把圣经赶快读完一遍。
Some people who are new believers like to read the whole scripture once.
这边有好几位曾经跟我讲，刚刚信主后很想把圣经真的从头到尾一年把它读完。
Many of you tell me that you hope to spend your scripture in 1 year.
我觉得蛮好，你有一个整体的概念。
This is a very good thing because you can have a big idea.
之后就开始慢慢的细读。
And you have to study meticulous.
我相信你们团体小组可能是一卷卷书读下去。
Very often in a small group, that's how what you do.
有的时候你会按照某些需要的题目去读进去。
Sometimes you might have special interest in the topic.
确实有不同的读法。
There are so many ways to study the scripture.
因为我们都是神留下的。
Because we are all people called by His name.
你只要愿意渴慕的去读下去。
If you are only willing to learn His words,
都会有帮助。
Scripture are very beneficial.
所以有种读法是陆书和教授所介绍。
One of the ways introduced by Professor Wu.
他有一个很简单的解经的七字诀。我念给你们，然后我看教授怎么翻译。他的亲自就说上下五。
It's in contact.
心上面。
Style.
背景。
你看。
然后间隙。你六块。
那你有没有？
然后一贯。
很 consistent.
要清。
Clear.
要清的意思是用经。已经解禁
use scripture to explain scripture.
Use 用简单的经文去解释复杂的经文。
Use the simple scripture to explain the complicated.
千万不要用复杂的去解释简单的。
Don't use the complicated scripture to explain the simple scripture.
有时候我们在团契小组有查经的时候
，very often in a small group Bible study，
有时候会把最简单的经文。
We use a very simple scripture.
从网上一个很难的经文去解释它。
We use a very complicated explanation.
哇，那个越解释越麻烦。
The more you explain, the more complicated.
越麻烦再去找经文再来解释，所以一节经文变成了几万句。
And then you find to look for more scripture to explain it.
我不知道你们有没有经验，我们有时候有的团体小组会争吵起来。
Very often we are running into arguments because of the Bible study.
所以读书和教授他讲。上下文体裁背景要注
意。That's why the professor said that you have to put in context and put it back.
那间隙一贯要清。
So that everything will be consistent.
然后他又说要注意中间历史性的背景。
Also, then the historical background.
文学的背景。
Literature implications.
然后神学的背景。
And also the theological teaching.
我们把下一章处理出来。
The next
这边哈，我想起来是我。喂 ，OK， 解经七字诀有这样，上下文体裁背景，见起名一贯要清，看到吗？然后三问读经法是历史性、文学性、神学性要注意。
One free approach: historic, literature, and theology.
对。然后还有一个叫做归纳式的查经法，你
大概听过？应该。
首先你要观察
First, we observe.
然后你去解释中间的经文
to use God's word to commune with Him.
意思说，因为经文是神的心意，借着神的话语，借着圣灵吹到我们心中。
Because the scripture is God breathed into our heart.
所以借着我们对经文的了解。
So through understanding of the scripture.
我们现在要借着圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
开始去了解到底神的心意在跟我们说什么。
Through the Holy Spirit, we want to understand God is speaking to us.
在约翰一书里面有这样说。
In the first John.
说我们若我们愿意在光中行。
If we are to walk in the light.
如同神在光中。
As He is in the light,
我们就与神相交。
We will have communion with Him.
我们就被神耶稣的宝血遮盖。
And we are covered by the blood of Christ.
耶稣当我们读经的时候，愿意去顺服神，在光中行。
If we are reading Scripture and willing to walk in the light,
如果这样的话，你当你读经的时候，你就会跟神相交。
Then when you are reading Scripture, you are communion with Him.
然后你在读的时候，你会得到非常宁静的心。
In your reading, you will gain peace.
我记得有一次到大峡谷。
One time I went to pray.
那边在常常有一些祷告的，是不知道你们注意到吗
？In the great,
Grand
Canyon. The Grand Canyon. The
Desert of
Serenity.
Serenity. 这个宁静的祷告。他是说主啊赐给我一个宁静的心
Lord give me a peaceful heart
去接受那些我无法改变的事情
To accept the thing that I cannot change
给我勇气
Give me courage
去改变那些可以改变的事情
So I can have the courage to change the thing that I can
并给我智慧
Give me the wisdom
可以分别这两个的差异
So I can tell the difference between the two
你看这个祷告
This prayer
让很多人都觉得同样去了。
People sympathize the with the
前面两句，我们都常常喜欢。
We like
求神改变我们可以改变的事情。
Help us to change the thing that we
是我的力量可以让我去改变可以改变的事情。
Give me the strength to change the thing that I can change.
可是我怎么知道什么可以改变，不能改变
？But then what do I know which one I can change?
就祷告里面说，给我智慧可以知道。
Give you wisdom so I can know.
所以你真的可以在你的灵修祷告之中，可以让你看见。
But the Holy Spirit indeed enlighten you.
甚至可以让你知道什么时候该去做这些事。
So we can know when is the right time to do what we should do.
比如说你在教养你儿女的时候。
When we are teaching our children.
你怎么知道应该松一点、紧一点
？When do you need to be very strict?
是什么时候要达到你要希望能达到的标准？
When you can do so that you reach the goal in life for you.
今天用鼓励的方式呢，还是用比较劝诫的方式。
Should we use encouragement or reprimand?
它的时间该怎么支配
？How the time is divided?
是学校功课重要呢，还是运动重要
？Should he keep to spend more time for school work or on the sport?
哇，这些每样事情都不是我们人按照的规则可以去做。
These are not something that our rational mind can detail.
那你可能怀疑说，为什么你祷告？神就可以帮我们解决这些。
And how is prayer going to help us with all these?
因为神他说他的话语
，because God said His words，
他是可以 sustain， 可以全能保守一切事情的神。
He said His word can sustain all things。
他用他全能的话语来保守这一切。
By His mighty words，
所以
sustain all things。
所以当我们跟神同步在做的时候。
That's why as we walk step in step with God.
奇妙神，万能神，他是在边帮我们做保守成就的事情。
The awesome and amazing God who begin to bring about things.
今天早上我们正好有一个会。
This morning we have evangelical outreach.
他有个例子，我觉得蛮恰当，给大家介绍一下。
Speaking of the example, I thought it's so appropriate.
当在我们生活上有些失掉的东西，得到东西。都不知道到底是得到还是失掉。
Using our lives, those things, we get certain things.
有时候你这个工作 interview 拿到。
Sometimes you got a job.
是真的是福气呢，还是说你还有更好的在后面
？Is that a blessing now, or should we wait for better one?
所以有古时候我们中国有一句话说。
That's why there's an old Chinese saying.
他说塞翁失马。
The one who lost the horse.
后面什么？
你
连着飞
，Never knows a good thing or not。
因为有一个他马掉了
，Someone who lost a horse。
连着飞，我看这马跑掉了，过两天又回来，带着另外一只母马回来。
The horse come back after 2 days with another female horse。
所以一只马变成两只马。
Now I have two horses。
所以原来掉了一只马，又救了两只，连着飞。
So in another place, now I have two horses。
你们知道后面还有一句吗？
Then they think about it.
他不是有得到一只马吗？
Now he came another horse.
他说塞翁得马。
When you came a horse.
我见了。焉知非福。
How do you know that it's not a curse?
就那匹马回来了以后，养了一群小马。
Because the horse came and he got a lot of and he got cold.
所以这个塞翁呢，他就孩子觉得马很好，就上去骑马。
So the child is seeing the children play with the horse.
结果从马上掉下来
，fall，
他腿就断掉了。
Okay.
所以塞翁得了马。
Now he got a horse.
焉知非福。
Now he got a curse.
后来发现哦，
他是谁呢 ？Then he's not to be played with this guy.
因为那时候开始征兵了，要打仗。
Because then the war comes.
他的儿子因为腿断，就没有去当兵。
Because his son was broke his leg, he would not recruit into the army.
其他到前线打仗都死掉了。
All everybody who recruited into the army were killed.
发现男孩子的腿断就
不是。He said his son is actually dead.
人生很多事情从表面看不出来，不知道。
So many things that we cannot tell.
所以我们常常要从经文里面让神来启示。
We want to depend on scripture to be enlightened.
而且神在保守归守。
Because he is the one that sustains all things.
当我们就说必须听神的话。
As we come to devotion, we want to listen to him.
我们不只是听，要顺服他的话。
Now we listen, we want to obey.
而且是全备的话。
His complete word.
你不是挑一句来相信。
Not take the one you like.
你们每一句话都顺服。
Are you willing to obey every word?
还是你有特别喜欢的经文愿意顺服？
Yeah, favorite verse that you prefer.
我知道丈夫们都喜欢这句子。
I know a lot of husbands like this verse.
他们都在笑，妻子要什么？顺服。
丈夫。
你们都不敢讲。
You let the wife submit to your own husband.
可是丈夫也忘记一句话。
Then the husband remember.
要爱妻子。
Husband love your wife.
爱他的教会一样，为教会舍己。
Christ loves the church.
所以求神来照亮你眼睛。
May God enlighten our heart.
你知道我们刚刚讲的，你的读经很好。
Our devotion are very important.
可是那个层次是我们耳朵、眼睛、心里想的。
But process is something that we go through our mind, our heart.
按照哥林多前书二章九到十节。
But according to the second Corinthians,
神要赐给我们的。
But God has for us.
不是这些可以讲的。
In nothing our eye or heart.
必须经过圣灵。
You must through the Holy Spirit.
所以每次在灵修之前要做一个祷告。
That's why before you have your devotion, you must start with a prayer.
这是按照以弗所书第一章十七节到十九节。
这是在那里，不过Ephesians
chapter 1 verse 17。他是这样说
，Scripture says，
是保罗为信徒的祷告。
That is Paul praying for all the believers.
他愿神。
He said, May God
将赐智慧启示的灵赏给我们
，Give us the spirit of wisdom，
让我们能够真知道他
，So we can truly know Him。
你知道，我们读圣经的经文，需要智慧，也需要神的启示，都是圣灵赐给
的。When we study the scripture, we need His revelation. We are given through the Holy Spirit。
所以，我们刚才我们对神的话要渴慕。
That's why we must long for His word.
要全备的接受。
We must accept all the words completely.
不是挑某一节来顺。
Not just pick our favorite verse.
或者挑你喜欢的来相信。
Pick the one that you like.
反而你要要求圣灵赐智慧和启示。
Rather, we want to ask about the spirit of wisdom.
大大的充满你。
To fill our heart.
使你真正的认识这位神和他的心意。
So that we can truly know Him.For us.
当你这样子做的时候
，If we do this，
在你读圣经之前
，Before we have our devotion，
神就照亮你心中的眼睛
，He will open the eyes of our heart，
他会让你看见你原来看不到。 全能力。
And we realize God already given us so much more strength.
这个能力是化不可能会可能的。
This strength is what makes impossible possible.
化绝望为有希望。
To turn despair into hope.
甚至化死亡为复
活。To turn death into life.
原来这个力量就是同样的主耶稣被父神让他死里复活。
It's the same strength.That resurrect Christ from death.
哇，以弗所书一章十七节到十九、二十一节的地方太宝贵了。
These are all so precious words in the book of Ephesians.
所以当你祷告完，真正的开始领受神话语。
So right after you pray and begin to receive God's word,
你发现你的境界都被打开了。
Feel that you know your senses have been opened.
不再是用眼睛看经文。
No longer looking with your physical eyes.
是你心中的眼睛开始来享受，来真是得到神的声音。
But through the eyes of your heart, you begin to enjoy God's life.
你的荣耀看到是神的荣耀。
You see your glory as the glory of God.
你的力量将是神给你的。
The strength that you have are coming from Him.
所以我们灵修是要这样去。
That is the purpose of the devotion.
不但如此，你发现，哇！你可以将你的话语跟神说的。
Now we need to find that word that you can use to speak to God.
是在灵修的时候，你将你心中的任何的难处跟神诉说。
And you can put all that into your heart to Him.
因为这个祷告不再是一个方向。
Because the prayer is no longer one way.
神会将他的心意带到你的心。
God also will reveal His heart way to you.
所以凡事要记得祷告。
That's why all things are through prayer.
当你灵修的时候
，when you have your devotion，
就以祷告、祈求和感谢
，through prayer and thanksgiving，
领受神的话语
，receive His words，
将你所要的告诉神
，tell Him everything that you need，
奇妙的事情会发生
，and then amazing things will begin to happen。
神所赐，出人意外的平安
，God will give us peace as it happens。
这平安是你从来没有享受过
，something that we have not enjoyed。
完全在你的意料之外。
To be young, but we have grown.
主耶稣会保守在你的心怀里。
He will keep our heart in perfect peace.
这是灵修里面你可以尝到这些的，太宝贵了。
Through devotion, you will experience these.
所以我彼此劝勉，我们必须要这样去做。
That's why I want to encourage you to do this.
这时候的心中的动力，就是我们生命成长的动力。
Because that motivation becomes the motivation for our life growth.
这个时候是因为你的信心的提升
，and then your faith will be enhanced，
因此你的行为会被改变
，and then your behavior will begin to change。
不是为了行为去做
，not just merely for good behavior，
是因为你的信心将你的生命提升了
，because your faith will transform your life，
所以你的行为开始改变
，and your behavior will change。
这就是神所喜悦的丰盛生命的开始。
This is the beginning of God's abundant life for us.
所以主耶稣他的话语是全备的。
That's why God's word are complete.
它就好像葡萄树。
Like a vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
当我们在他里面，他也在我们里面。
If we abide in Him, He abides in us.
我们借着读经。
Through devotion.
那很重要。
Very important.
用各种方式去让你了解经文。
So many different for us to approach the scripture.
把这些经文的历史背景、它的文体裁、对它的各种的写法，都把它摆在心中。
Understand the background, the style, and the literature of the scripture.
当你了解之后
，How do you understand?
今天我们读经跟灵修的重点是把它带到圣经。
So that through the Bible study and scripture reading, we can enter the spirit.
真理的圣灵，你看到我们一起念的真理的圣灵像什么吗？
是别人老
师来。为义，为审判，自己责备自己，引导你们明白一切的真理，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
The spiritual truth, so that for our sin we would review ourselves.Because he will lead us into all truth.
And also tell us the future necessary things. Okay. 这很重要啊！你再思想一下，这个是超越了我们目前所可以真的可以了解的。
This is
当我们读了圣经
as we study the scripture,
做了这样灵里祷告
we be prayer and pray in spirit,
然后圣灵是我们的保惠师
Spirit who is our counselor,
他就开始让我们可以畏罪畏义畏审判自己的罪
so that because of sin and righteousness we will give him review ourselves
记得我们今天念的经文提摩太后书三章十六节吗
remember the second Timothy that we read
我们在所有的学艺的事上有益处，就是这样子做出来。
You know all the words of God are useful training.
而且圣灵引导我们明白一切，明白一切的真理。
Because the Spirit will lead us into all truth.
这里的明白不是说你懂不懂这个真理。
Lead us into all truth. Just understand.
这里的明白是说你这个真理上你看到了什么。
So that you can actually see what.The truth.
看到你自己在真理上有什么缺陷
So that we can see our defect in the truth.
神在提醒我什么事情
What is God reminding us of?
让我怎么样回应神的话
So how we can respond to his words.
神还会把未来的事情
And he will tell us even more wondrous future things.
这是非常大的福气
These are indeed a great blessing.
我差点讲最大就是不是最大非常大的福气
This is indeed a very great blessing.
它帮助我们守望
so that we can be vigilant.
我们可以看到未来叫家庭的需要，个人的需要，教会的需要。
We can see the things to come for our family and our church.
可以让我们看见神远处的心意。
Also, we can see the God's will for our life, our future.
所以讲到这里，我想这个图大家可以记在心中，蛮简单。
I hope you memorize and memorize.
上面是读经
How the way to study the scripture
借着灵修和祷告
And then through the devotion and prayer
直到我们借着真理的圣灵
So through the spirit of truth
真正明白一切的真理
Now we can understand all truth
然后靠着圣灵祷告里面
And through the prayer of the spirit
可以自赦我们的罪
We would put to death our sin
浇灌神的爱在我们心中
That his love will fill our heart
然后慢慢越来越进入
So we can be led into rest.
那因此神怎么提醒你
How is God reminding us?
要我们做什么
What does he say to us?
到底要我们如何回应
How are we to respond to him?
使得我们生命不只是得到生命
So that our life not only have life.
但成长过程中有神的保守
As our life grows, we are under his protection.
使得我们越来越有丰盛的生
命 That we enter that abundant life.
我不知道你今天有多少次你的 mark
How long is your life the connection can be
我希望这些话语都成为你们生命的动力
I hope all these words become the motivation for your life
让我们一起来彼此切磋
Let's consult one another
读经和灵修使我们生命越来越丰盛
Because the scripture reading and devotion will enrich our life
真正的让主耶稣基督充分丰富的活出来
And life of Christ and the power in us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们先上父。
Our Heavenly Father.
感谢你的话。
We thank you for your words.
若不是你的话语，我们不知道如何行事对。
Because without your word, we would not know what's the right way.
谢谢你拣选我们。
Thank you for choosing us.
使得我们未来一定是圣洁毫无瑕疵。
So that we know our future will be holy and without blemish.
因为你是我们的神。
You are our life.
求父神的心意
And the will of our Father.
主耶稣基督的话语
The words of God.
和圣灵的引领
And the leading of the Holy Spirit.
常在我们成长的心中
Be with us constantly in our life.
让我们越来越有基督长成的生命
So we become more like Christ.
得到更丰盛的生命
To enter that abundant life.
让祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣灵
We pray all these